Igmar says in Daf Gimel Beis, Rav Yosef Shita is we have we need a Gzeres HaKasav that you need Shlosha by Dine Mamonis for Bezdin, and he doesn't hold Misvara that you need two, and then Bezdin Shaka will tell you they need three. He holds you need a pasuk for that, and the Gemara says that the din of Lintais according to Rav Yosef, that would be going by Dine Nefashis. By Dine Nefashis you learn to go Basarayv, but by Dine Mamonis you wouldn't say such a svar. So then, in fact, the Gemara Kasha Elo Hadatan Shnayim Amrim Zake Vechler Mechayev Zake Shnayim Amrim Chayev Vechler Mechayev Chayev Neimah Deloike Rav Yosef. This lachar is not like Rabbi Yosha, and Rashi explains because according to Rabbi Yosha, if you need three from the pasuk, then you need to have dash shloish dan shava. They all have to be equal about the psak din, and lachar you couldn't go, you shouldn't be able to go basarayv. So if it, we see where they go basarayv, that lachar is not like Rabbi Yosha. And my answer is no. I feel the time Rabbi Yosha. My answer is din in the fashas. Not din in the fashas. The chamir marachman is basaruba. Din of mamnas kol shechein. So we learn a kavachamir by din in the fashas you go basarayv. Kavachamir by din mamnas you should go basarayv. As well, and therefore we learn from Din Nefashis that you could go Basarayv even by Din we learn from Nefashis even by Mamnas you could go Basarayv. So the Shanim are battling with Akasha that Lachari, how could you say that you go Basarayv over here by Mamnas? We have a call then Holchem by Mamnas Acharayv. Tysus and Babakami ask this Kasha and Daf Chav Zayin, and Tysus over here asks a similar Kasha, not exactly that, but along the same lines. The Lachari, how could you go Basarayv by Mamnas, by Bezin Mamnas of the Halachas and Holchem by Mamnas Acharayv? And there's a Yosef Sekateres and Reb Chaim, which he's really learning into Tarsus and Baba Kama over there, even though it's hard to see how it fits into the Lashon exactly, but Al Kapanim, it is a Teretz in its own right. And Reb Chaim has to say like this, the Bemis, it's difficult to understand how you could apply the din of Rive over here by Mamanus. You know, if you have two people saying one way and one guy is saying the other way, how does that work? Even if you go Basarayv, but Lamaisa, there's a din, the Bezin is begin, well, you need Shlosho, so the Psak has to come from all three. So the Psak is not coming from three, it's only coming from two of them. So even if you want to say, ignore the Miyat, but Lamaisa, you need a Psak from three, you don't have three Dayanim giving this Psak. So it's like Reb Chaim, that it's Muchach from this din, that you go Basarayv over here, that the din of Ruba Kekule, the din of Ruba Kekule is Mechadish, that when you have a Rive and a Miyat, that the Miyat itself becomes like the Rive, and we view the whole thing as if it's Kulay. So when you have Rav Dayanim, when you have Rav Dayanim saying one way and Mida saying the other way, we view it as if all three Dayanim are saying that way, just like we do by Simanim, by Shchita, by other dinim, something to do with Sveikas. That's the din of Ruba Kekulei. That you view it as if the Psak is coming from the whole din. So you have a Psak din Taka coming from all three. But there's still another problem. At the end of the day, we know that one of the dais over here is not like the two. There is somebody arguing with those two. So how do you have a right to follow the two if someone is saying not like them? So on that second din, that's where you have the regular din of a holchan achar roiv. That even though you have one guy saying differently, but you have two saying the other way, so we follow the two over the one, we din holchan achar roiv. So it's really two different dinim of roiv happening over here. There's one din of Ruba Kekulei that makes it as if the psak came from the whole bezdin, and then there's another din that lemaisa, we don't know who's right and who's wrong, so you follow the roiv, you go with the two over the one. And Ruchaim is mazver, the whole cash over here, that how could you go basar, Rive in Holchan Mamon Achar Rive, that's only in the second din. The first din has nothing to do with Holchan Achar Rive, that's a din of Ruba Kekulei, there's no suffix at all. So it's as if the Psak came from everyone. But on the second din of what right do you have to go Basar Rive Deus, and that you have a din that Lachar in Holchan Mamon Achar Rive. So and that's like Reb Chaim, that's not really a taina, because once we say the Psak came from the full Bezdin, so you have a Psak coming from the whole Bezdin, and then you have two saying one way, so he says, Lagabi that, the other Dayanim that are arguing don't really have a Kayach Lagabi Bezdin, because the Psak already came from all three, and they're just like Stam Peskim that are arguing on Bezdin. You have Stam Adas Yachid who's arguing on Bezdin. He's not Nechshav at all. We don't reckon with him at all. We don't care about what he's saying because he's not coming to Kach Bezdin. The Psak already came from the whole Bezdin, and the Mela that Miyad is Kamisha Einar. It's as if it's not there, and we ignore it Lagami, and that's not a problem. So it's really a two-step process. First is the Din of Ruba Kekulei that says the Psak is coming from the whole Bezdin, and then Lagabe Holchan Acharayv. It's not a problem in Holchan Mamon Acharayv because we don't care about that. Mia Bichlau, we don't care about the other Dayanim because he does not have the Kayach of a Bezdin. That's just like a Yachid who's coming to argue on Bezdin. That's a basic Mahalach of Reb Chaim to answer this Kasha. Reb Chaim is making a big Hanach over here, which is not Pashat. He's assuming that the Psak has to come from all three Dayanim, and therefore you trigger the Din of Ruba Kekulei. L'char Elul Edvarv, you could say that there is no Din that the Psak has to come from all three. The Bezdin has to start off as three. They have to be nice and nice, and like the Gemara says over here, they have to start off as a Bezdin of three, and then you follow the two. Whatever two paskin, that is the din. The din is that you follow the roiv of a Bezdin started as three. But Mechit Esid, you need that the Psak has to come from all three Dayanim. Ad Kerei Kachti, you could say that there's a din of Ruba Kekulei over here as if the Psak came from all three. L'chaim, there's no hechech to say that. So it's on the bottom of the Chiddush HaGrach and Baba Kama, Dav Chav Zayin, they bring from Reb Shlomo Hyman and his Chiddush and Baba Kama that he brings a raya from Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, Dav Chav Tes, It's a mavur like mechayim zanacha because the Gemara says if two people are mechayiv, two people are mezakeh. Once there's any other, then you see for dayanim. Then you have to add other dayanim because Rashi says even though if you would argue on them, he would be balta b'rayv, he'd be balta b'miyat. But if he says any other, it's as if he's not there at all, and therefore you have to add other dayanim. So he wants to prove from there that you see that there has to be taka three b'shas gemar din, and that would be a makif for Reb Chaim. So we'll have to see mitzvah shem when we get there if that's raya's muchach like Reb Chaim. Or not, but al-Kabhanim, that's Reb Chaim's Svarta, that you have the Rubik Kule, which means that the whole the Psak is coming with the whole Bezdin, and the Mele, there is no issue of Ein Holchim, Mammon, Achar, Reif.